USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The President and First Lady will travel to Pennsylvania to express the support of the American people and grieve with the Pittsburgh community.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders announcing President Trump and wife Melania to visit with the rabbi of Tree of Life Synagogue and the families of the 11 people shot and killed by an anti-Semite as they prayed on the Sabbath.
Anti-Semitism is a plague to humanity, and it is responsible for many of the worst horrors in human history. We all have a duty to confront anti-Semitism in all its forms and everywhere and anywhere it appears.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions speaking in Boston condemning the murderous rampage.
Our team, the FBI and Department of Justice, on this case right now, charges have already been filed, and we intend to do our duty in this matter.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The President and First Lady will travel to Pennsylvania to express the support of the American people and grieve with the Pittsburgh community.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders announcing President Trump and wife Melania to visit with the rabbi of Tree of Life Synagogue and the families of the 11 people shot and killed by an anti-Semite as they prayed on the Sabbath.
Anti-Semitism is a plague to humanity, and it is responsible for many of the worst horrors in human history. We all have a duty to confront anti-Semitism in all its forms and everywhere and anywhere it appears.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions speaking in Boston condemning the murderous rampage.
Our team, the FBI and Department of Justice, on this case right now, charges have already been filed, and we intend to do our duty in this matter.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Cesar Sayoc, the Florida man accused of sending pipe bombs in the mail to Democrats and critics of the president, in shackles and handcuffs, making his first appearance in federal court in Miami. Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street after some wild swings, the Dow losing 245 points to close at 24,442, the Nasdaq down 1.6%, and the S&P 500 down 17 points. In other news,
the hurricane is about 1,500 miles west of Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Hurricane Oscar forming in the Atlantic, USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
The National Hurricane Center said land isn't threatened at this time and no coastal watches or warnings are in effect. Forecasters say the storm should turn north, then head away from the United States by Wednesday. The hurricane could even become a Category 2 before turning out to sea later on this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Pope Francis says he's grieving with Pittsburgh's Jewish community. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Denouncing the inhuman act of violence, in his words, and praying for an end to the flames of hatred that fueled it, Pope Francis led prayers for Pittsburgh in St. Peter's Square on Sunday morning, a day after a gunman expressing hatred of Jews opened fire in a synagogue during Sabbath services, killing 11 people. Francis prayed for the dead, injured, and their families, saying, in reality, all of us are wounded.